はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう東京、
ちぐさです。
ジュンです。
Peter here. Survival phrases number 32. As always brought to you by Eric Claren, the translation and interpretation specialist. Now, we interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you an important lesson about Chigusa-san.
Allergies.
Food allergies. Now, one of our listeners is on her way to Kyoto, and she's traveling there with a boyfriend, and she emailed us about food allergies. Now, Chigusa-san, do you have any food allergies?
Fortunately, I don't.
Jun-san?
I don't have it.
I also don't have any food allergies, fortunately. But, Chigusa-san, can you imagine? Even in your own native language, I imagine it's really tough to get the food the way you want, and to make sure you have to ask for every single meal, does this food contain this? Does this food contain that? So, in your own native language, it's got to be really difficult. Imagine trying it in a second language.
Too hard.
That's specifically why we're doing this lesson today. We're going to take that hard, difficult task, and we're going to turn it into a piece of cake. And Chigusa-san is the one who's going to get us there. Right, Chigusa-san?
Right.
All right. Now, what we want to do is we want to give you a conversation. Now, please listen to the conversation. Don't worry about getting it all. It's going to be a conversation between a customer and an employee at a pizza shop. Now, the customer is ordering a pizza, and that customer has an allergy. So please listen. Try and pick up whatever you can. See if you can get what allergy it is. See if you can get the word for allergy. Now, don't worry about getting everything. Afterwards, we're going to break it all down. And trust me, by the time this lesson's over, you should be able to ask whether or not the food you want has the thing you're allergic to. All right? So, without further ado, let's get into today's conversation.
すみません。シーフードピザ一つお願いします。
はい。かしこまりました。
すみません。エビアレルギーなんです。これにエビは入っていますか？
いいえ、入っていません。
ありがとうございます。
One more time, slowly please.
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。すみません。シーフードピザ、一つお願いします。
はい、かしこまりました。
すみません。エビアレルギーなんです。これにエビは入っていますか？
いいえ、入っていません。
ありがとうございます。
And this time with English.
すみません。
Excuse me.
シーフードピザを一つお願いします。
One seafood pizza, please.
はい、かしこまりました。
Yes, understood.
すみません。
Excuse me.
エビアレルギーなんです。
I'm allergic to shrimp. I have a shrimp allergy.
これにエビは入っていますか？
Does this contain shrimp?
いいえ、入っていません。
No, it doesn't contain it.
ありがとうございます。
Thank you. This worked out very convenient. There was no shrimp in it. But, Chigusa-san, what happens if there is shrimp in it? Can we change the ending of that conversation to make it that there is shrimp? So that way we can find out what one would say to get that shrimp out of there.
Of course we can.
All right, let's do that. One more time, please.
すみません。シーフードピザを一つお願いします。
はい、かしこまりました。
すみません。エビアレルギーなんです。これにエビは入っていますか？
はい、入っています。
エビ抜きでお願いします。
はい、かしこまりました。
And just that last part, slowly, one time, please.
はい、入っています。
エビ抜きでお願いします。
はい、かしこまりました。
And one time with English.
はい、入っています。
Yes, it contains it.
エビ抜きでお願いします。
Without shrimp, please.
はい、かしこまりました。
Yes, understood. Alright, now let's take a closer look at this conversation. Chigusa-san, can you give us the first line one more time?
すみません。シーフードピザを一つお願いします。
And of course, the first word...
すみません。
is used to get the attention of the waiter or the person in the store. And then when ordering, whatever you want goes before...
お願いします。
Okay, and in this case it was a seafood pizza. Now, the waiter responded...
はい、かしこまりました。
Yes, understood. This is the extremely polite way to say to understand. You hear this very often at hotels. Whenever you're the customer, this is followed up by
すみません、エビアレルギーなんです。
Excuse me, I'm allergic to shrimp. Now here's the construction everybody out there with an allergy wants to remember. The only thing that changes in this sentence is what you're allergic to. Now, this person happens to be allergic to shrimp. So in this sentence, shrimp comes before the word for allergy. Now, Chigusa-san, what's the word for shrimp here?
Ebi.
What's the word for allergy?
Allergy.
Can you break this word down?
あ、れ、る、ぎ、い、アレルギー。
And this is followed by?
なんです。
The only thing that will change in this sentence is what you're allergic to. So, again, this person was allergic to shrimp. So we had?
エビアレルギーなんです。
That アレルギーなんです。That stays the same for everything. And we just change what you're allergic to. So, for example, say June was allergic to eggs.What's the word for egg?
卵
So how would we say egg allergy?
卵アレルギ
ー Okay, and then if you're in the store and you want to tell the person working there that you're allergic to eggs, you would say
卵アレルギーなんです
Okay, so now you're letting them know. Next, you want to know if that particular food product is in what you're ordering. How do we ask that?
これにエビは入っていますか?
Okay.Now, you probably picked up the word for shrimp, ebi, which came in this sentence also. Chigusa, can you break this sentence down for us?
これに
In this, we have the word for this, which is?
これ
The marking particle
に
Which says, in this. Next comes what you're allergic to. And again, this person's allergic to shrimp, so we have?
ebi.
Then we have the particle?
は
Followed by?
入っています
The present progressive of the verb?
入る
Which means to enter and also to contain. And finally we have
か
Question marking particle. Now, when we take this all together Chigusa-san, お願いします
これにエビは入っていますか?
Does this contain shrimp? Now, in the previous sentence, the first part was the part that changed. In this sentence, the word that comes before the particle
は
is what changes. So,One more time, please, Chikusa-san.
これにエビは入っていますか?
Now, in June's case, if he's allergic to eggs, we would say,
これに卵は入っていますか?
Okay, now, here it comes. You gotta pay attention to the answer. The answer will tell you what you need to say next. If the answer is,
いいえ、入っていません。
No, it doesn't contain it. Then, you can just simply say,
ありがとうございます。
Thank you very much.Thank you. But if the answer is...
はい、入っています。
Yes, it contains it. Then you have to follow up with...
エビ抜きでお願いします。
Now, we covered this in a previous survival phrases. And this means please without something something. In this case, please without shrimp. Now, Chikusa-san, can you give it to us one more time? We'll just cover this real quick.
エビ抜きでお願いします。
Okay. Again, what changes comes in the front.In this case, it's shrimp. Now let's go back to the case of June. If June is allergic to eggs, how would the sentence read?
卵抜きでお願いします。
So what doesn't change in the sentence?
抜きでお願いします。
Just the beginning does. Okay? And again, you could see a previous survival phrases for this. Now, this word 抜き, what does this mean?
Without.
There it is. Simply without. That's it.So now you have the tools to ask if what you're allergic to is in what you're ordering. Now, while you got the structure down, we may not have covered what you are allergic to. So what we're going to do now is go over some of the more common foods that people are allergic to. And if we don't cover what you're allergic to in what we're about to go over, just email us or leave a comment on the message board and we'll get back to you because we know how important this is. All right. You ready, Chigusa-san?
Ready.
All right.So far, we gave two things that people may be allergic to. What was the first one?
Ebi.
Shrimp. Could you break it down?
Ebi. Ebi.
Jun-san, what do we have next?
Tamago.
Eggs.
Ta-ma-go. Tamago.
Next we have?
Nuts.
Nuts.
Nuts. Nuts.
And this should cover all types of nuts, right, Chigusa-san?
Right.
Okay, next we have?
牛乳
milk
牛乳牛牛乳
And following up milk in the same category we have
乳製品
dairy products
乳製品乳製品
Next
小麦
wheat
小麦小麦
The next one is extremely important, not only for allergies, but maybe for religious purposes or other things. You don't want this in your food.
お酒
Alcohol
お酒お酒
Next
柑橘類
Citrus products
柑橘類柑橘類
Next
魚
Fish
さかな魚
Next one is also a big one
甲殻類貝
Shellfish Now, if you say just
貝
That should get through, it shouldn't be a problem But you can also say
甲殻類
Which will definitely get through But you should be okay with 貝 Right, Chigusa-san?
Right, or you can also say 貝類
Ah, that might even be better. One more time, could you give us that?
貝類
And break that down?
貝類貝類
Okay, and finally we have
大豆
Soy Soybeans
大豆大豆
And associated with this
醤油
Soy sauce
醤油醤油
So Chigusa-san, if someone wanted to ask, does this contain soy sauce, how would we say that?
これに醤油は入っていますか?
Okay, again, the structure from before. Now what we're going to do is give you one more conversation. Please listen and try and find out what this person is allergic to. Alright, here we go.
すみません、シーフードピザを一つお願いします。
はい、かしこまりました。
すみません、貝類アレルギーなんです。これに貝類は入っていますか?
はい、入っています。
貝類抜きでお願いします。
はい、かしこまりました。
Alright, Chigusa-san, what were you allergic to?
Shellfish.
Alright. Now, the person who sent us this email, she was allergic to red peppers. Chigusa-san, how do we say red peppers in Japanese?
赤唐辛子。
One more time, please. Slowly, please.
赤唐辛子。
Okay, now, these are the hot red peppers. Perhaps she could have been talking about bell peppers. So we're not sure. If she was talking about the bell peppers, what would we say for bell peppers?
パプリカ。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
パプリカ。パプリカ。
And that would be the red bell peppers. So we gave you both red peppers.Also, we covered a lot of what many people are typically allergic to. Now, if we didn't cover, again, if we didn't cover what you're allergic to here, email us or stop by JapanesePod101.com, leave us a comment, and someone will get back to you. All right. Now, before we leave you today, we just want to remind you, if possible, we've been nominated for the 2006 Podcast Awards in the category of education. Now, if you have the time, we would really appreciate it if you could give us a vote.Chigusa-san, can you ask them nicely for a vote?
投票を本当によろしくお願いします。
So, if you have the time, please come down to JapanesePod101.com. We have more information about how to vote and what you can do. Now, you can vote once a day, so as much as possible, お願いします。All right, so that's going to do it for today.
またね。
またね。